Well, I'm in Guarec at an enormous hangar down by the canal, and I can see what is a huge skeleton of the hull of a boat, although at this point some of it now is beginning to get some skin on it. I'm talking to Paul and Natalie about what is going on here and why.
Oh, hello. So today we are building a rowing boat, a wooden boat, to go on the canal. She is 9 meters long, 3 meters wide, and 2 tons of wood. And we intend to build this boat to have a revival on the canal, because the canal is nearly dead today. Just a few boats are on the canal, and we intend to have a few boats and have a good animation.
Yeah, this is the first boat. So this project is part of all the association projects. The association also organizes events. So we're going to be on the same time of having wonderful wooden boats on the canal. We're going to be organizing events around that, mostly music, art exhibits, conference. So the name of our association is Thalie de Nantes à Brest.
So when did the construction on this craft start?
In fact, last winter I was here and I started the drawing on a small scale. And then at the end of March, I went to the yard and drew in full size the boat with a pupil from a wooden school. And we spent 3 weeks drawing and get the templates for all the pieces of the boat. And we ordered the wood in February. Then we started the boat at the middle of March. And we are working on her between 2 or 3 days a week, and she will be finished at the end of the year.
So where is the wood sourced from? Is it local, or do you have to have it imported in from another part of France?
We use 2 types of woods for the floors, for the frames. We use oak, but the oak is not coming from Brittany because it's too weak. We need a strong boat, and it's come from the far west. I mean, sometimes it may be near Paris. And it's a kind of wood really stronger. And the pine, we choose a pine from Scandinavia. So this type of wood grows very slowly and gets stronger, you know.
So you've got some coming in from the other side of Paris and some coming in from Scandinavia. The coordination must be quite difficult.
I've been managing a shipyard during 35 years, so I know where to find the right wood.
So do you have volunteers helping you out?
Yes, actually we do have. We're very, very happy about that. Between 5 and 6 people, you know, turning around and coming to work at least 2 days a week. And it's wonderful because we have many people from many different countries. That's what I love about Crèze Brest too, you know. We got English people from Belgium, from Scotland, and also people from Guarec are very, very interested and very attached to that project. And it's just wonderful because this boat is really made to be a boat of an association. It's for the people to enjoy it and to use it. And so, yes, it definitely works. People are getting along very well together. There is a really fine spirit in all of this, and we're very happy about that. We've been created the association now a year and a half ago, and we are today 110 members.
So it's going to, you're looking at the end of the year, maybe, for the launch date.
We intend to launch the boat the 1st of April. And I don't know if we told you, but this boat has a great name. It's called Guarec, the old name of Guarec. That means curve in Breton.
That's a great choice. So it will have, perhaps you could describe it, because it's going to have a deck, is it?
It's not a deck. It's a bateau creux without deck. There are 6 seats, 6 rowers, Nathalie at the helm. And 12 people allowed, you know, to go in. And we cut the bench so that 3 people with a rolling chair, you say?
Wheelchair, yeah.
Yeah, that they can come with us to discover the canal.
That's a very important factor to consider now in anything that you want to attract people, is that there is wheelchair access.
Really?
Yeah, really. Just a matter of, yes.
So how far will it go down the canal? It'll go from Guarec to...
I said today, you can use the blocks from Le Lac de Guerlédan, Les Forges, to Plélof. In the next 2 years, they will repair 4 more blocks, so then you can go to a wonderful place called La Pitié. And in La Pitié, there is a special block. It's a double block, we say, called Quatnatus. And then you have to turn back to the Canal de Garlila, just to the Lac de Garlila.
Yes, it's a very, very wonderful part. Actually, it's really enough to enjoy that part of the canal fully, really. So it's so gorgeous.
And that's why there won't be an engine in the boat. So three-way to go, rowing, a horse.
Oh, you can have a horse.
Yeah, to pull the boat. And then the Bricole Associative.
It's people pulling the boat. People.
If you have not enough money to buy a horse, you ask to the benevol, to the volunteers.
That's right. Manpower.
Yes, manpower.
Manpower. And also, I meant to ask, how is it, are you getting any funding?
Well, in fact, we asked to the department, we asked to the CCKB, we asked to the commune, and we get a third of the price of the cost of the boat. We intend to have events with bar and selling beers and meal, but because of the COVID, that's the second year that we have to cancel the event. And so for the moment, all the boat is not paid, but next year, we'll have 3 events, and I think they will go well. Next week, I have to send a file to the Banque Populaire. They told us that they would like to help us. You know, it's a foundation, and I hope it will go. But we are very, very well helped by the commune of Guarec. We have a shed. We have le bureau. They gave us subvention.
Help. I think they...
Financial help, yeah.
Yeah, of 500 euros.
Well, it's a superb enterprise because you are putting back something that was there that then disappeared. Mm-hmm. And so it's putting Guarec on the map. So it is to their interest to support such an event, such
Absolutely.
A proposition.
Yes. And they understood it very well, very fastly. We're very... well surrounded. Actually, I would just like to mention one thing about this boat, that it's also going to be a stage, because the projects we have with the few boats Paul is going to build, I mean, it's 3 boats actually, but a part of it is to make a stage out of it. Like this, we can produce on them concerts, you know. And so starting next year, we're going to be already starting to program some event on the boat. Because the main thing also is to build events with people from here, with local people, you know, because we are so rich in so many talents. And then we can also be working in team with Christian, with the trains and, you know, and organize events relying to, you know, boats and old trains, old boats. We, you know, there is a field to organize many wonderful things, really.
Well, I think it's absolutely brilliant, and I'm be following your progress. So I wish you the very best of luck, and I think it's tremendous, and congratulations on coming up with such an enterprising scheme.
Thank you so much for receiving us, really.